Good morning, fellow humans. Let me get my bearings a little bit. Good morning. See you later, man. It is, my watch is really off. It is the March 2nd, Thursday morning, and you are here with a very posh morning. Sorry if I sound a little flustered. I woke up late this morning and have not had coffee yet. So we'll see later on if I can get the whole you're listening to KXSE spiel right in one go. And if I can, it would be a miracle. Much like Rocky Balboa going in to the final rounds with Apollo Creed. Yes, that is the lead-in to the theme of this show, which is songs from sports movies. And today I'm going to do something a little different where I'm going to add speeches from my favorite sports movies, too. It's that time of the semester where at least people in my program are pretty stressed. We feel pretty against the ropes right now. So let's get some inspirational stuff going this morning, yeah? Enough of me babbling. Let's listen to some music.
For song, But now I know the meaning of true love. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. If I can see it, then I can do it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I can fly, I believe I can fly. See, I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes silence can seem so loud. There are miracles in life I must achieve, but first I know it starts inside of me. Oh, oh, if I can see it, then I can be it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. Woo. Hey, 'cause I believe in you. Oh, if I can see it, woo, then I can do it.
I can do it.
If I just believe it, there's nothing to.
Stumbled up on the side of
That was It's a Hard Rain's a Gonna Fall by Leon Russell. That was in the movie Remember the Titans, which I will be playing the speech that follows that song in the movie in a second. Before that was I Believe I Can Fly by R. Kelly, which was featured in the movie Space Jam, which is kind of the perfect song for Jordan because he's Air Jordan. And in his prime, he basically could fly. And before that was Gonna Fly Now by Bill Conti. And that is the theme song from Rocky. If you guys have not seen Rocky, I highly recommend it. Not sure about you guys, but for me, my Rocky rank movies go Rocky 4 against Ivan Drago, 1 Apollo Creed, 6 versus Mason the Lion Dixon, 2 Apollo Creed, 3 Clubber Lang, and 5 Tommy Gunn, Tommy the Machine Gunn. Yeah, villains in Rocky movies have great names. Here's the speech from Remember the Titans. So if you haven't seen the movie, it's basically about one of the first desegregated high schools in the United States and the football program there. Denzel Washington plays the new head coach, and they're in training camp. And basically, these guys just ran, like, I don't know how much, but let's just say 100 miles. And they go to this secret location, and the coach talks to the boys about basically what's going on and how our situation now is not completely different than our situation in the past. So I hope you like it. Here we go.
Anybody know what this place is? This is Gettysburg. This is where they fought the Battle of Gettysburg. 50,000 men died right here on this field, fighting the same fight that we're still fighting amongst ourselves today. This green field right here, painted red, bubbling with the blood of young boys, smoke, and hot lead pouring right through their bodies. Listen to their souls, man. They killed my brother with malice in my heart. Hatred destroyed my family. You listen. You take a lesson from the dead. If we don't come together right now on this hollow ground, we too will be destroyed. Just like they were. I don't care if you like each other or not, but you will respect each other. And maybe, I don't know, maybe we'll learn to play this game like men.
Yeah, pretty powerful scene. Definitely one of my favorites from the movie. The line that always stuck with me was, I killed my brother with malice in my heart. And it's definitely something that I would hope we never get to. We never get to a point where someone would kill their own flesh and blood with malice in their heart. But anywho, before I get on my soapbox, let's continue with some more songs. The next song comes from a movie that also features Denzel Washington. Let's see if you can guess it.
If man is the father, the sun is the center of the earth, in the middle of the universe, then why is this verse coming 6 times rehearsed? Don't freestyle much, but I write them like such. Word. Amongst the fiends controlled by the screens, what does it all mean, all this I'm seeing? Human beings screaming vocal javelins, sign of a local unraveling. Uh-huh. My wandering got my wondering, with crisis and all this crisis. Hating Satan never knew what nice is. Check the papers, well, I bet on ISIS. More than your eye can see and ears can hear. Year by year, all the sense disappears. Nonsense perseveres, prayers laced with fear. Beware, 2 triple O's.
It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but damn the game if it don't mean nothing. What is game? Who got game? Where's the game in life? Behind the game, behind the game. I got game, she got game, we got game. They got game, he got game. It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but the game if it ain't saying nothing.
Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there.
Yeah, that's right.
Telling me I've got to beware. It's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
quarter that millennium just be killing them. They're scary, like lies buried in a library. When did a state pen correct anything? When piles of us still be catching the bus. When stacks of cats packing laundry mats. Pay the preachers back, but where the teachers at? I ain't even gotta ask it. And who's underpaid that got fouled at the basket? I can't blame the NBA who be getting all the Benjis and taking them grants for granted. Last I checked, pyramids wasn't built like projects or in them government checks. Modern day thugs ain't got no guts. Pardon the expression under governor nuts. Last time in the church be the last time in the church. Dead pledged allegiance to CDs and movies. Leaving reality, believing fantasy. Bleeding fatalities, too many formalities. Prayers laced with fear, beware. 2000 is here.
It might feel good, it might sound a little something. But damn the game, if it don't mean nothing. What is game? Who got game? Where's the game in life? Behind the game, behind the game. I got game, she got game, we got game, they got game, he got game. It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but the game if it ain't saying nothing. I got game, she got game, we got game, they got game, he got game. I got game, she got game, we got game, they got game, he got game.
Oh, past is gone.
That was Dream On by Aerosmith, featured at the end of the movie Miracle, which is actually where our next speech is coming from. Before that was You're the Best Around by Joe Esposito. Joe Bean Esposito is how I've seen his name. That's from Karate Kid. An interesting tidbit for anyone who's seen Karate Kid. There's that scene where Daniel is... the main character is injured, and the guy that he's facing in the championship is from Cobra Kai or whatever their thing is from. And the sensei in the middle of their championship fight is the bad guys is like, sweep the leg. And the kid's like, but sensei, I can beat him. And he's like, no, sweep the leg. And as a kid, the way they wrote that movie, I always thought sweeping the leg was like the dirtiest move you could ever do. But talking to people who actually do martial arts, whether it's judo, karate, taekwondo, no one has told me that sweeping the leg is bad. Like, every time I reference that scene, they're always like, yeah, man, it's fair game. So either my friends are, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this word, male genitalia, or That's actually a legit rule, but who knows? Then before that was He Got Game by Public Enemy, which is the Denzel Washington movie I was referencing. That is about a father in jail who tries to reconnect with his son, who's a basketball star. And the funny thing is, Denzel Washington's the father, and his son, who's Jesus Shuttlesworth, is Ray Allen. And it's funny because now we all look at Ray Allen as this, like, 100-year-old grandpa, and Denzel Washington played his dad. So, pretty funny stuff. So, yeah, let's move on to this speech. So, basically, in 1980, the U.S. men's hockey team was facing off against the Soviet Union hockey team. This is height of the Cold War. Soviets just annihilated everyone when it came to hockey. And there's this coach, Herb Brooks, who basically builds his own team specifically just to beat the Ruskies. And he assembles this team. And the craziest thing is they're a team of an average age of 21 years old. At 21, I do not think I was in a place where I could face a bunch of, like, experienced older veterans at anything, let alone just, like, not be a total butt. But anyways, here's the speech. It's one of my favorite speeches of all time. Take a listen.
Great moments are born from great opportunity. And that's what you have here tonight, boys. That's what you've earned here tonight. One game. If we played them 10 times, they might win 9. But not this game. Not tonight. Tonight, we skate with them. Tonight, we stay with them. And we shut them down because we can. Tonight, we are the greatest hockey team in the world. You were born to be hockey players. Every one of you. And you were meant to be here tonight. This is your time. Their time is done. It's over. I'm sick and tired of hearing about what a great hockey team the Soviets have. Screw them. This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
So yeah, I've probably listened to that speech like 500 times. I was thinking about saying it myself, but I thought, let Kurt Russell do it for me so I don't ruin anything. And fun fact, Miracle is actually Donald Trump's least favorite movie on earth because it goes against his homies. Now we're going to break into our new ad, which every week we do a song from either a local artist or an artist that our producers just believe should get a little more recognition. So this week we're going to feature the artist Sampha. And yeah, take a listen.
Mother's home. I had something. Some people call it soul. And you drive top the sky. Oh, you arrived when I was 3 years old. Like the piano in my mother's home. Couldn't cope. They said that is her time. No tears inside. I kept the feelings close.
So yeah, that was No One Knows Me Like the Piano Does, or just straight up Like the Piano by Sampha, off of his album Process, I want to say. Yeah, off the album Process. And all right, let's do this. You're listening to KXSC Los Angeles. You can listen to us online at kxsc.org, on the airwaves at 1560 AM, and on your smartphone on the TuneIn Radio app. We are a service of the University of Southern California. Boom. Okay, so let's move on to some more sports songs, yeah? Okay. We'll be right back.
Everybody get up, it's time to slam now. We got the real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Space Jam. Here's your chance, do your dance at the Space Jam. Alright.
Hey, yo, what you gonna do? Party people in. take you back. Do 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 do, take you back.
Yeah 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 yeah,
take you back. Do 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 do, take you back.
Well, take, I've been back, told by
do, 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 do,
some take people, back, and they all
do, 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 do,
said to take it back.
Do 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 do,
take it back like before.
Do, 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 do.
Now I don't call this a reason. I just call it believing in myself.
Take it back. Do 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 do, take it back.
And we'll push you back.
Do 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 do,
pushing me too far.
Do do do,
I love you for.
Do 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 do,
what I saw before.
Do do do,
I've squeezed you and I've held you, but I could not tell you I love you, 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 you,
you. Take it back.
Will you put me down?
Do 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 do,
you take me down real nice. Taking the largest slice from my life. I can see it. Starting now, it's gonna have more meaning, girl. Girl.
Do 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 do, take it back. Do 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 do,
if I just take it back.
Do do do,
I just push it back.
Do do do,
if I just love you back.
Do 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 do, take it back.
Do do do
do,
if I just love you back.
Do do do,
I just take it back.
Do 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 do, take it back. Do 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 do, take you back. Do 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 do, take you back.
Well, I've been told by
do 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 do,
some people, and they all said to take it back.
Do 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 do,
take it back like before. Now I don't call this a reason. I just call it believing in myself.
Take it back. Do 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 do, take it back.
And we'll push you back.
Do 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 do,
you're pushing me too far.
Do do do,
I love you for.
Do 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 do,
what I saw before.
Do do do,
I've squeezed you and I've held you, but I could not tell you I love you, you, you. Taking the largest slice from my life. I can see it. Starting now, it's gonna have more meaning, girl.
Take it back. Do 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 do, take it back. Do 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 do,
if I just take it back.
Do do do,
I just push it back.
Do do do,
if I just love you back.
Do 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 do, take it back.
Do do do
do,
if I just love you back.
That was Take You Back by the Rocky Soloists and Orchestra. And that's a song that's been featured since Rocky 1. And I think it makes an appearance in every single Rocky movie. I'm pretty sure, but not 100%. And I'm pretty sure it's not in Creed. But for now, let's just count all the Rocky movies as up to Rocky Balboa. And yeah, it's basically around his like city, or around his part of Philadelphia where Rocky lives. There's just homeless people who sing around a fire. And since that was the first that and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but not as much, first introductions to the city of Philadelphia when I was a kid, I just assumed that Philadelphia had singing homeless people around fires. Was pretty sad when I went to Philadelphia and did not see that. Before that was Space Jam by the Quad City DJs, and you guessed it, from the movie Space Jam. And before that was Eye of the Tiger by Survivor, that was in Rocky III. And Rocky III is not the most, like, quoted or well-known Rocky movie, but one of the best lines is Clubber Lang, who's played by Mr. T, who I just found out is going to be on Dancing with the Stars this season. Reporters go up to Clubber and they're like, "Hey, so you're fighting Rocky. Do you have any predictions?" And he goes, "Yeah, Pain. And yeah, that was my best Mr. T impression. I hope I didn't lose too many listeners with that one. But yeah, now for the final speech of the night. It comes from Rocky Balboa, which came out in 2006. And it's basically about an older Rocky. He's in his late 50s, early 60s. His wife has passed away. He lives alone. His son kind of lives his own life. And it's this movie of about basically finding yourself again. And this idea that I've been a fighter my whole life, and now that it's stopped, I just feel empty inside. And so Rocky wants to go back into fighting, just like local stuff. It ends up being a big fight with the reigning champion. But at this point in the movie, he's just thinking about going into local stuff because he just wants to feel that fire again. And his son, Rocky Jr., is really against it and basically says, "You've cast a shadow over me. You've never let me live my own life. Everyone looks at me and they see you." And this is Rocky's response, which, if you're going through a tough time, this is a pretty good speech because it always riles me up. But take a listen, see if you like it.
"You ain't gonna believe this, but you used to fit right here. I'd hold you up and say to your mother, 'This kid's gonna be the best kid in the world. This kid's gonna be somebody better than anybody ever knew.' And you grew up good and wonderful. It was great just watching. Every day was like a privilege. Then the time come for you to be your own man and take on the world, and you did. But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, how much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that. I'm always going to love you no matter what. No matter what happens. You're my son. You're my blood. You're the best thing in my life. But until you start believing in yourself, you ain't gonna have a life. Don't forget to visit your mother."
So yeah, pretty powerful speech, and it's as a Rocky nut like myself, you don't really see outside of the ring, or when like an extreme event is happening, you don't really see Rocky raise his voice or lose his cool. But at that moment, he sees that his son, you can tell he's pretty disappointed, and he imparts a pretty strong lesson on his son, which is pretty cool. So yeah, let's go into our final two songs, and then you won't have to listen to me talk anymore, which is cool. All right, let's go.
"Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. Walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. but I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. And I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you.
Into the future.